Hello, everybody, and welcome again to our London call. Our featured speaker today is National Sales Director Beth Pyle, and I'm about to read you her accolades, and I'm going to remind Beth that she'll have to star six to unmute herself so she can be heard, okay? So, again, our featured speaker is a wonderful friend of mine, National Sales Director Beth Heron Pyland. She's from Valdosta, Georgia. Currently, I think they're in the process of moving, she and her husband, Andy, to Waycross, if I'm not wrong, Waycross, Georgia. She's in the Pearl Seminar. Before Mary Kay, she was a special ed orthopedic impairment teacher. She began her Mary Kay in March of 1995, debuted as an independent sales director in May of 1997. She debuted as an independent national sales director in August of 2013. I'll never forget it, as watching her debut kind of as a surprise at seminar 2013. She is a member of the Millionaires Club and has earned more than $1 million in commissions during her Mary Kay business. She is motivated by watching people break through with victory. She says her best asset is her passion for the business and her ability to connect with people. Would you please help me welcome National Sales Director Beth Pyland?
Well, thank you, Cindy Ivy Fox. It's always a honor and a pleasure to be invited on one of your calls, and I've looked forward to this. I have. I'm so glad you reminded me at the end of last week, and I had some stuff scheduled. I did have it in my calendar. But we have been moved. In fact, we've moved twice within the last 2 months because we have a place in North Georgia near Catherine, our daughter, and then we've moved from Valdosta. It's actually Blackshear, Georgia, right next to Waycross, where four generations of my family have been, and we are thrilled to be here, but we're still moving in. When you've lived 22 years in a home, it's nice to be able to move at your leisure, and it's also a crutch. So I don't know what is good, but it is a joy to speak with all of y'all this morning. So let me get started here. It is said that by the third generation, a company will not even look like the founder's original vision and purpose for the company. Mary Kay, we're really in the second generation when Ryan takes over, because you would consider Mary Kay Ash and Richard the first generation because they did it together, and Ryan would be the second generation. And I feel like I'm one of an army of women that are purposed to all, you know, be on trend with makeup, social media, take advantage of all that. Our company is at the cutting edge of all that. But I do feel called to not let Mary Kay's original marketing plan be watered down. And I feel like in some instances today that it is being watered down. And I'll address that in just a minute. The heart of Mary Kay Ash was the heart of Jesus. She modeled her life and her company after him. She didn't go around, you know, shouting from the rooftops that, but if you knew her and you knew the model of Christ, it is right here before us. And so for the ones of you that, you know the Word of God, Mary Kay lived it in her life representing him. You know, some of those examples are in her autobiography. It always touches my heart that her original purpose was never money. Of course it was a business. Of course she wanted to, make money. But it was always, you know, to bless people, to enrich people's lives, as she enabled herself and all of us to earn a living and earn an executive income, you know, out of our home, putting God first, family second, career third. I'm reminded of a story that she tells in her autobiography. You know, and I don't know how many times I've read it, the autobiography, you know, picking up portions of it again and again, but I remember the story. She and one of her directors had gone down to Austin, Texas, and they had run an ad in the paper and offering complimentary facials, and I think it was Austin or it was either Houston. I can't remember which town, but anyway, they had been doing, people had been coming in, they'd been doing facials in a hotel room all day. And they got word that an ice storm was coming in. And so Mary Kay and told her director, you pack up the room, and I'm going to go settle the deal with the front desk. And about that time, the phone rings in the hotel room, and it's a woman saying, Is it too late for me to come? You know, I'm really looking forward to this, and is it too late for to come? And Mary Kay told her to come on. And, you know, she figured they could be wrapping stuff up, but they would do one more. And at that time, she had wigs, if you remember. And so the woman comes, and when she gets there, she is not the sharpest tool in the shed. And she comes in, and Mary Kay tells her director to make her over, put the wig on, and all that. So Mary Kay goes and settles the bill, comes back, and the woman is beside herself. She said she couldn't believe how she looked. She was so excited. She said, would you just make a picture of me or something like that? But then she said, I don't have the money to purchase all of this, but I will. And I want to give you, I'll give you my wedding band, and you hold that. And I promise you I will mail you the money, and then you can send me my wedding band back. And Mary Kay said, okay. And I know when she got back to corporate that Richard said, you got to quit trading jewelry and pigs and all the stuff, you know, that you do. That was the heart of Mary Kay. But she wanted her husband. The woman wanted her husband to be able to see her looking beautiful. And so, you know, so the woman did send the money to Mary Kay, and Mary Kay mailed the wedding band back. And that just shows you the heart of who she was. And it just, you know, that story really touches me. And, you know, the cars today are the cars, the car program she wanted her people to drive. You know, there were 10, or maybe there was one in the beginning, but originally there were 10 Cadillacs. 10 Cadillac directors in the whole nation got those. She wanted her people to know, to be proud, to let people know what this was, a class act company. She wanted them to have what no one else had. She wanted them to have Cinderella gifts. That's why the full-length mink coats and the diamond rings and all that stuff that she blesses us with, because she didn't want us to take our money and put braces on children's teeth or put a roof on the house like she knew mothers would do. She wanted us to have the gifts that we wouldn't buy for ourselves. And so, you know, what a blessing. You know, the fact that we don't steal each other's customers and we don't take each other's potential recruits, that's the gist of it anyway. One time when Cheryl Warfield had a future national retreat at corporate, we always go in like the first, we used to go in the first week in December, and Jennifer, her personal secretary, would tell us stories. We would sit in Mary Kay's office. And she would tell us stories, and Jennifer said that Jennifer's daughter, had really worked hard in school, and she was very bright and studied hard, and she earned a scholarship to a top Ivy League college in the Northeast, I believe it was. And Jennifer was telling Mary Kay she got a scholarship. She said, but it's not a full scholarship, and this is a private college. It's expensive. And she said, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'll figure it out. You know, because she's worked hard all her life in high school, and she deserves to go. And the next day, Jennifer came in to work, and there was a check from Mary Kay to Jennifer for the whole amount to fund the whole her whole college. That was the heart of Mary Kay. I don't know why I'm crying like this. This is crazy. But anyway, I remember the time that Mary Kay said, her church wanted, they were doing a building campaign, raising money, and they wanted Mary Kay to speak, and Mary Kay got up there because they hadn't been raising hardly any money. It had been pitiful. And you know what? You may have heard these stories, but I want us to remember who she was. And so Mary Kay got up there, and she talked, and she told them why they ought to give their money to the church to build that, the lives that were going to be touched. And she made, Mel was sitting in the audience, and she made a commitment. She hadn't even talked it over with Mel. She said, and I'm going to match whatever is given today. And, you know, she knew the amounts that had come in. Well, that night, I think it was, or the next morning, her pastor called her, and she said, Mary, hello? Are we still there? Cindy, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I had to unmute myself. You are still here.
Okay.
We're still here.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right. It sounded like somebody clicked off. Okay. Like it shut down on me. But anyway, thank you. And so the next day the pastor called her, and he said, I just want to say this to you. He said, I know what you said, But and said, Mary Kay, I had told you the amounts that had been coming in, said, but your talk raised more money, and it was a large amount. Nobody had raised what she had with their talk, you know. And so he said, we do not expect you to match it. And Mary Kay said, no, I told you I would match it, and I would. And then she hung up the phone and thought she was going to have to go to the bank and borrow the money or whatever, and that somehow within the next day or so, Richard called her and he said, you're not going to believe what's happened. I don't know if Richard knew what she had done or not. He said, that oil well we invested in, it's come in. And we've made this much money. And it was exactly what she needed to pay to the church to match the funds to live up to her commitment. So she was that velvet glove. But she was that steel hand. And I want to remind you that this woman built a corporation from $5,000 to a multi-billion. We're in over $4 billion worth of sales right now, debt-free. And the credit goes to the Lord. It goes to Richard for his genius. And it goes to Mary Kay's dream and her relationship with the Lord. And so she was that steel hand in the velvet glove. You know, Suzanne Brothers told me about the time she did over 900,000, and Mary Kay was presenting her gift on stage. And as Suzanne Brothers, she went to take the gift, and Mary Kay backed up, and so Suzanne had to step forward. And she went to Suzanne extended her hand to take the gift, whatever it was. Mary Kay backed up again, and finally, Suzanne was so much taller than Mary Kay that Suzanne said, she wants to say something to me. So Suzanne stepped into her and bent down, and Mary Kay said, I'm glad you did over 900,000, but you were supposed to do the million. Over and over, she would tell the queens that. The ones that had done a 1.2 million, she'd say, don't you think it's time for you to be a national? And so when your mentor in Mary Kay, your national, talks to you, and you think, God, won't she ever let up? Why is she so tough on us? Mary Kay Ash never let up on people. She was the steel hand in the velvet glove. Ann Newberry told a story at my national debut. She was sitting in Mary Kay Ash's office, and Jennifer came walking in and said, there's such and such on the phone. She's very upset. Do you want to take the call? And Mary Kay looked at Ann and said, do you mind if I take the call? And Ann said, of course not. And so the director was very upset, crying, pitching a fit, really. And she said, I've had two or three bad months, blah, 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 and all this kind of stuff. And she said, my husband's upset. I'm upset. I don't know what I'm going to do if I can continue on, blah, blah, blah. And Mary Kay told her, you need to do a 10-show week. And she told her what to do and how to do it. And she said, I want you to book this many parties, and I want you to call me this evening when it's done. And she said, so she called her and told her they were booked. She said, now call me when you've held them this week. And when the director called back at the end of the week, there was another woman on the end of that call. She was ecstatic. She had new recruits. She had thousands in sales. All of a sudden, everything shifted. Mary Kay didn't baby her on the phone. She had to do what she needed to do, which was have a compassionate heart, but tell her you need to work your business, and a 10-show week is going to turn everything around, and that's what she did. And I know this call is about getting you to London, and we are in April, May, June. We're in the final 3 months, and so if you're not where you need to be, you need to do 2 10-show weeks back-to-back, no excuses. It may take booking probably 15 to 20 parties, but you need to do it till it's done. Quit putting it off. Do what you need to do. So everything changed. Hold on just a minute. Let me flip back here. The condition of your heart will be the condition of your life and your business. I'm reading an amazing book. It's called Supernatural Transformation by a Hispanic preacher in Miami. His name is Guillermo Maldonado. That's a mouthful. It's called Supernatural Transformation. And he said, the condition of your heart will be the condition of your life. And I'm going to add, and your Mary Kay business. Our heart determines the path of our life. Therefore, it is our most precious possession and our most crucial resource. A person's physical, and this says this even though it's a London calling, our attitudes are a projection of our heart. And sometimes we hear things from our mentor we don't want to hear. Sometimes you think she's not listening to what I'm saying. She's insensitive. And I've had my sales directors, I want to say this to you, if I could have gotten down in the floor with them and wallowed in the floor with what they were going through, but I knew if I was going to help them, I had to snap them out of it and get their mind on their business. Jamie's done that for me, Jamie Varenios. You know, she said the things, mentors say the things to you that are the hard things, but that will propel you on. I can't let my people waller in their stuff because the enemy is going to keep you in enough mess that you won't be able to do your business. However, if you work a 9-to-5 job, it's never an option. You've never let your mess keep you from walking out to your 9-to-5 job so you can keep your job, so you can have a salary. And so if you're not hooked in with someone that will say to you what you don't want to hear and the times you don't really want to hear it, then you are, Mary Kay is a hobby to you, and this is a ladies' home aid society. You know, Mary Kay lost a daughter. When you lose a child before you go to heaven, that's way out of order. When you lose a spouse, when somebody's sick, you have to be willing to hear the things that you don't want to hear. And that's what Mary Kay Ash did for people. She showed up days after Mel went to heaven at a jamboree. You know, it's it's our character, our attitudes that are going to propel you forward in this business. Mary Kay Ash said on a tape that Marilyn Welly gave to Jamie before Marilyn passed, she said it made her, that Mary Kay Ash said it made her sick to hear of people doing less than 5 parties a week. You know, I've said this over and over, and I told my husband the other day, I said, I feel like that I say the same stuff over and over. And he said, you've got to say it, because that's what women have to hear. Because Mary Kay Ash told Ann Newberry when she was standing in a room with nationals, and a national in Dallas told me that Ann Newberry was Mary Kay's girl. That's what was told to me. They were very close. They lived in the same town. They went to dinners together. You know, Ann's told me all the stories. And that Mary Kay Ash is standing in a room with all these national sales directors. And Mary Kay looks over at Ann and said, I don't think these girls are working hard enough. And Ann Newberry said, Mary Kay, maybe they don't want to. And Mary Kay Ash said, they don't have that choice. Ann Newberry told me last week before I spoke at the Jacksonville conference, career conference, she said that Mary Kay told them to get up at 5 in the morning, you know, the 5 o'clock club. Now, let me say this to you before I say this. This is for people that want to be trip-winning directors, million-dollar sales directors, and national sales directors. If you go into national with not being a strong director, then you will regret it. I can tell you that from the bottom of my heart, because what you consider the top, you know, if you're at the top of the food chain, you know, remember what Mary Kay Ash said? She said if you're a 10, a 10's going to recruit 9s, 8s, and 7s, or 10, 9s, and 8s. An 8's going to recruit 8s, 7s, and 6s, and so on, right? On the food chain, and the lower you go into the position of national on the food chain, the lower your people will come in. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you want to hit the pinnacle and make as much money as a director as you can. I'm not telling you not to go into national. I'm not saying that. You do what God tells you to do. But if I could go back and do what I did, I would have hit national 2 or 3 times.
I mean, hit million two or three times before I went to national, but I was running out of time. And you say, because of my age. But let me say this to you. Some of you are running out of time. You are taking too long to get where you want to go. And you're losing people. It's just like DIQ. You cannot, don't take 4 months to do directorship. That's crazy. Because the people that you, the 10 you gathered in DIQ, and then the first month who you went in with, they will be gone by the third month. Do you understand? The first, if they don't reorder. Everything needs to be fast. You need to commit to it, and you need to blow in and cross the finish line. It's 10 times simpler, I'm telling you. But you do it, and that's why you do short-term sacrifice for long-term gain. So Mary Kay, getting back to what Mary Kay, what Ann Newberry said that Mary Kay taught her, you got up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and you worked that till that night till you can't and couldn't, and then you got up the next morning and did it again. Did I join the 5 o'clock club? No, I didn't. But Ann Newberry and the pioneers of this company, most of them did. And she still gets up at the butt crack of dawn, I'll tell you that. She knows she is up and wanting to talk to me early in the day, and I'm just getting started sometimes. So Ann Newberry, I want to share with you some of the stuff she said to me because it's powerful. She's always talking to me about this is a selling company. The product needs to move. See, my husband and I were in Amway, what their philosophy is, you recruit a lot of people that buy $100 personally a month of their goods. And that's well and good, but you don't make any money selling $100 of anything a month. Mary Kay's deal was bring them in, get them making money right away by holding parties and putting the product on people's face, and they've got cash in their hand while they build an organization. See, we're getting it backwards now. And people and directors don't even have parties to take their new people to like Mary Kay Ash did. You understand what I'm saying? Yes. Mary Kay, they went to her parties while she was earning money. Hello?
Beth.
Yeah.
Beth, I can hear somebody in the background talking.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
And so I'm going to ask everybody to hit their mute button or hit star 6 because I've muted it out from the host number.
Yeah. You may want to do it again, Cindy,
okay.
And I'll hit
right.
star 6 to come back in.
Okay.
You want to try it?
Yeah, I'm going to try it.
All right.
Okay, Beth, unmute yourself. Star 6. Beth, I can't hear you. Beth, you may need to call back in and then hit star 6 to be on the line. Everybody just hang in there. Y'all know that whenever a message is truly a word in due season and it's what we're supposed to hear, and I believe this is most definitely a word in due season, then we have to fight for it. And we stand and we believe. Okay, y'all. I know that Beth is coming. I just want to say while she's coming, if you were listening to the call the week that Jamie Cruz Varenios did our call, which was March 16th, she said a leader takes people where they want to go. A great leader takes people where they don't want to go, but they ought to be. But they ought to be. And, you know, my national, Helen Titus, was like that. She was tough on us. I was a
part. Hey, Gloria,
yeah,
hey, I'm here, Cindy.
Yes, there you go.
Okay.
Yay.
Sorry about that. I had to hit the asterisk. I had to call in three times. Are we still good?
We're still good. Go for it.
Okay. Let's see.
You were talking about Ann Newberry always saying this is a selling company and we've got things topsy-turvy now. We've got it backwards.
Right.
And $100 a month, you're not making any money.
Exactly. And so you remember that Daylene White said that they could not live off of producing, being a Pearl star, that they could not have paid their bills, because Mary Kay Ash taught you pay your bills with your sales and you bank your recruiting check. And so things are getting backwards. And so we're bringing people in and nobody's making any money. When I first came into Mary Kay, I was sold out from the beginning because I may not have been consistent, but every time I held a party, I was bringing home $200, $300, $400, $500 in one night clear money, half of my sales. And so directors don't even have parties to train their people at because they're not doing their personal work. When you bring in someone from a skincare class, that you don't have to ask them, will people book parties? You don't have to ask them, does this product really sell? You don't have to ask them, will people book parties from a party? You don't have to ask them, will they listen to the career opportunity? They're watching it happen. And that's a major breakdown in the system. When I was talking to Ann the other day, we were talking about one of my directors that just stepped down. And she said, what's going on? Did you do this? Did you do that? I mean, she gives me the fifth degree in a loving way. And I said, Ann, she would not master holding consistent skincare classes. She'd do it for a while, then she'd go months without doing it, then she'd get her butt in a crack again, and then she'd start it. But she refused to do it. And she said, it's epidemic in the company. And I had somebody, a top person in the company, I was telling them that the other day, and they said, I don't know that I really agree with Ann. You have to be, you can be creative. Of course you can be creative to put product on people's face. We have all, oh my gosh, how many ways do we have to get? We do all kinds of events where we get products on. We do portfolios. We do this. We do that. Nobody's talking, but the product. Have I recruited people without putting the product on their face? Absolutely, and I will continue to do it when I feel led to do it and whatever. But you can't make it a way of life. You may be adept at doing that, but what you're doing has to be duplicatable. And if it's not duplicatable, then everybody cannot talk people in to – people aren't strong enough when they first come in. You hear what I'm saying? They're not strong enough when they first come in to do that. So there needs to be an exchange of product. When I'm in a position now, I just give people the product and say, try it on the right side of your face tonight, and in the morning I'll talk to you in the morning. But I'm doing parties too, you know, or I'm doing having people at success events. My new sales director, Gina DeBow, that's done this in about 11 weeks from the time she signed her agreement, I got her professional business women's dinner. I never put the product on her face, but she had been in Mary Kay before. She knew the product was amazing. I'm just saying to you that we can't water this divine marketing plan down till it's useless, and you've got to get your people making money. I've got directors who tell me that they can't book skincare classes. They can get people to do facials and all that, you know, that I'll never accept that. If you can get to the position of director, you can figure out how to master holding skincare classes. You know, there, I'm not even going to give you a script for that because it's in the new consultant packet or in the starter kit. That's crazy. Don't even tell me that story. When you are sold out about this product, you can get it on the right side of people's face. Just giving them a microderm abrasion sample will get you a skincare class just like that. Because once they try that, you say, Beth, this is basic stuff. Apparently, we need to talk basic stuff with sales directors. Apparently, we do. Now, the other thing that I want to share with you directors is about what Ann Newberry did to save her directors. And she... or to a consultant. If you have a consultant coming up, a DIQ, a director, whatever it is, she went to them. She crossed the United States. She used to fly to people. If she recruited somebody, if they would get four or five people together, she would fly to them if she thought they were a leader. She didn't fly across the country for an Oompa Loompa. She flew across the country. She had a woman of influence. If they would get four or five people together, she was there. She'd do three skincare classes for them in 24 hours and then do new consultant training and fly back in around 48 hours, 72 hours, something like that. But she said if she had a leader and they were not, something was going on, she would sit down with them and say, I want you to talk to me about what's going on, what is eating at you. And she said the first thing that came out of their mouth is what they were telling you, what you want to hear. That's what they're telling you. And she said, no, if we have to sit here till somebody, whatever, you know, till mold is on us, we're going to get to the bottom of this deal. She said that she loved her people unconditionally. And I just said to her, you may think, I said, was that how you felt about Mary Kay Ash? She said, I felt like Mary Kay Ash loved me unconditionally. Most of the time when I got with Mary Kay, and that's because Ann was doing what was required. She was producing. They didn't have to talk about her producing at that point in her career. She wanted to know about my family. She wanted to know how the kids were. She wanted to know what was going on. But she said, she said, you're supposed to love your people like you love your children, and you're not supposed to treat all of them the same way. You don't raise each child. You have different personalities, require different things. There are certain truths in this business. When Ann took me, I have to share this with you, when Ann took me on a tour of Dallas, when she picked me up before the NSD summit, because, you know, she is totally a gift from God to me. And my hope is that all of you at one point in time, there are CDs. You can order the CDs from Andy Stierrett from my national debut, by the way, and hear her, her trainings. She trained each group, directors, consultants, reds, all that kind of stuff. But she is a total gift from God. But she took me by the place where Mary Kay lived, the little brick duplex. The shrubs were kind of grown up. It was across the street. It was on a major highway across the street from a huge church that she would go to and gave money to. And it was, you would have been shocked to see where she started this business, where she lived, and how small and simple it was. And, of course, I got a lump in my throat because I thought she risked everything to make it. And if she hadn't made it, she would have worked for the rest of her life because her retirement, her savings was gone. Everything happened. Her husband died. Her daughter died. You know, in the beginning of her life, she was cheated on by the first husband. I don't know if y'all know that. It's not in the book. You know, if she risked everything, and people, directors and nationals, we sit there and we think, oh, we've been through so much. Nobody has been through any more than she's been through. I'm going to tell you that. She paid a price, and for us to think that we can't master work in this business, whether you're a national, whether you're a sales director, no matter what you are, is simply, I don't even have words to say, because when I want to feel sorry for myself, when I want someone to say, I'm too tired to do this, you know, oh, I've moved, blah, 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 blah. That's why I didn't call Cindy Ivy Fox and say, I'm moving. My directors and DIQs are coming to my house. I've got something big up tomorrow, because I committed to her months ago. That's what Mary Kay Ash did. She showed up when it wasn't comfortable, when major devastation had happened in her life. What are we thinking? Over 40% of single women and children in this country live in beneath the poverty line. I talked about that at the career conference in Jacksonville. And we're sitting there thinking that the fairy godmother, if our husband dumps us, or we go through a divorce, or God forbid he passes away, or some disaster happens to him on his job, and he is incapacitated and can't work anymore. I had a former director, her husband fell out of a deer stand hunting in hunting season, crushed his legs, ankles, feet, and he went on disability. And they went from, he was a rural mail carrier plus a farmer, and they went from living pretty high on the hog to nothing. It takes you 2 years to get disability. What would happen if you, and here we have a multi-million dollar opportunity in our hands, and some days we pick it up and for days we don't even get around to it. And then you whine and complain about money. I'm telling you, y'all, it's blasphemy. What we've been given, you've been chosen this day to do, be a leader in this company, and some of you aren't even driving a car. Some of you are not even making enough money to pay your bills. It is ridiculous. The last thing I'm going to say is, because the doorbell's ringing at my house, is this. Ann Newberry said this. She said, y'all, she says, how many events have you been to within the last couple of days? Hold on just a minute.
Hold on just a minute, please. Come in.
She said, how many events have you been to? She said, I know you were at LaRonda's debut. Yes, ma'am, you had your debut. You've been to January Jumpstart. You've been to Career Conference. She said, y'all have too many events. You go from event to event thinking that you're going to hear a different message and hear the secret. There is no secret. Go to work. Share this opportunity. Have a right attitude in your heart, because your heart is the an attitude. Your attitude is out of the abundance of your heart. And so we are blessed beyond measure to have this opportunity, to have people like Cindy, these nationals that are putting this call out. We've heard enough. We know what to do. Now let's go to work and burn it up the next 90 days. Have a 10-show week if you're in a slump. This month, if you recruit less than 50 women in your unit after a month, what we had before with the $75 starter kit, there's no reason that you cannot have 50 new this month. Don't wait another week. Half of you, I don't know how many, have lost a whole week because of Easter, because everybody was getting ready to get ready to get ready. You say, Beth, I can't help it. That's the deal. Go to work, 50 new in your unit this month, and take that and parlay that in May and June. And some of you that have even lost hope to think you could be in London will be there because of the mighty mo that you produce by getting 50 new this month. God bless you, and have a wonderful day. And, Cindy, thanks for the honor of being
on
the call.
Thank you, Beth. I know you got to go, and you can hang up if you need to. I know you got this event at your house. Let me just add a tagline to what she's saying. How many times do y'all have to hear? How many times do I have to hear? You know, I take personal responsibility for this as well. 10-show week. 10-show week. That's it. And I don't want you to think, oh, well, she said 50 new. That's what I've got to focus on. No, you start by a 10-show week, and that 10-show week is going to bring you probably at least 10 to 20 of the 50 that you need. We have to lead by example. I appreciate Beth's tough love and her honesty. You know, that is the way that Ann Newberry led. That is the way that Mary Kay taught her to lead. And, you know, we've got where we accept the drama in our lives. I mean, let's look at Mary Kay and her story. And there is not one thing that you're going through that Mary Kay didn't go through something very similar. Even if, I mean, Mary Kay had health problems, had all kinds of health problems, and suffered affliction in her physical body, as well as relationship problems. You know, she didn't have a good track record, you know, with men, unfortunately. Her first one cheated on her. Her second one died at the breakfast table. You know that. Male, who probably was the greatest love of her life, died with leukemia right before I joined the company in 1981. And so, and Male is, I think, where we got the bumblebee from. He gave her a beautiful diamond bee, and that's what started the whole bumblebee generation. And so, you know, she's had those things. I mean, her child died. She's had, Mary Kay had everything we could ever imagine. And so let me tell you, God is no respecter of persons. And the grace, which is his empowering presence that he put in Mary Kay's life, he will put in our lives. We just got to believe it. We just got to believe it and receive it. And believing is acting like it. It's going out there. It's making the calls. It's passing out the business cards. It's doing all that Beth instructed us in love to do today, with no excuses, no drama, and no options. The money is there. This career, you will not find something else better than this. I heard a national sales director say one time, in fact, it was National Sales Director Natalie Prevett-Jones, who's very, very brilliant and smart and a business-minded woman. And she said, if there was something out there better than this, that's what I'd be doing. There's nothing else out there better than this. And it works when we work it. It works when we work it. And so y'all go forth and be blessed. Get that 10-show week done this week, and let's kick off those 50 new this month. Have a blessed one. Bye-bye.